You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes a look at the origins of the bad luck that comes from breaking a mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? This famous line from the fairy tale of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs summarizes the danger of egotism in human nature, but also provides a suitable introduction for an exploration of the mirror in legend. Why do we associate a broken mirror with bad luck? Or more specifically, why do we associate it with 7 years of bad luck? Studying our reflections in mirrors has a long history, going back to the ancients who used keenly polished bronze. Before that, no doubt we humans gazed upon ourselves by looking into clear bodies of water, such as streams or pools. The legends and myths associated with mirrors are enough to fill a textbook of superstition, but none so pervasive or universal as the bad luck associated with having broken one. To that we turn our attention today. It is a legend that is very old indeed and is found in almost every culture on earth. The ability to gaze upon one's own form was, for early people, a glimpse into the realm of the gods. This comes logically from early Western philosophy, for example, in Plato's realm of ideal forms. It is easy to see how the reflected image in a mirror could be seen as representing the soul of the individual, the eternal and the transcendent beyond the physical form. Therefore, for the superstition of the ancients, breaking a mirror broke this tenuous connection, severing the created from the creator. Folklorists believe that this is the origin of the legend that breaking a mirror meant years of bad luck. But why 7 years? For that, we turn to Judeo-Christian tradition. 7 is the number of creation, the number of days or eras associated with the account of Genesis. It is also thought that perhaps 7 carries a more universal meaning across cultures as well, since even ancient peoples of Eastern civilizations held that number as having a special significance. Also, a mirror shows us what we really look like, not what we think we do or imagine ourselves to be. Have you ever caught your reflection in a mirror and paused, even for a second, to consider that for us this happens daily, perhaps multiple times a day? But imagine the ancients or those of the Middle Ages, for whom a mirrored reflection of themselves would have been quite rare. People may have taken to avoiding mirrors together out of superstition, or, with classic narcissistic flair, such as the witch in Snow White, used the mirror as a means of self-love. Either way, the implications represent extremes of the human condition. It is not difficult to see why such a legend began or why it is still pervasive. Of course, as with most legends, there can be more than one explanation. It might be that the warning of 7 years' bad luck simply originated as a warning to servants, in a time when mirrors were quite expensive. Although that's possible, it is far more compelling to reach deeper into the human experience and the quest for understanding. Across time and cultures, there are common stories about how we see ourselves and how the world sees us, or our connection to the world beyond the physical realm. 7 years of bad luck. Ancient superstition? Perhaps. But not so easily dismissed if you are the one who has broken the mirror. A legend such as this is actually a fascinating commentary on human nature and who it is that we see looking back at us in the mirrored reflection.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.